Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today on this Lord's Day. In our call to worship, we're working our way through the book of Ezra and just pointing out different passages of Scripture from this book that have lessons for us today. And today we're in Ezra chapter 2, and we're looking at the last part of the chapter, the last few verses, where it's recorded that the returning remnant gave in order to help the effort that was going on. It wasn't simply just the gifts from Cyrus that were used, but the remnant themselves that came back also gave. I want you to listen. "And some of the chief of the fathers, when they came to the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, offered freely for the house of God to set it up in His place. They gave after their ability unto the treasure of the work 60,000 drams of gold and 5,000 pounds of silver and 100 priest's garments. So the priests and the Levites and some of the people and the singers and the porters and the Nethinims dwelt in their cities and all Israel in their cities." This offering was given freely from the heart. And it's interesting, this phrase is used and it appears many, many times throughout the Scriptures. They gave after their ability. They gave after. This was not something that was forced. There wasn't a prescribed amount that everybody had to give, but rather they gave of their ability. And this principle is established. It's not a Jewish principle. It's not a Gentile principle. It's a principle for all of God's people. To give as you have the ability to give. God does not expect you to starve to death in the process of giving to His work. God expects us to give according to our ability. That means that we can give as the Lord lays it upon our heart. We can give out of what we have and not put ourselves in a situation where we are without anything. But at the same time, if you have the ability to do more, you should take that ability upon yourself and do more in that regard. This is a wonderful principle. And it's a principle that's based not on have to, but want to. Isn't that a wonderful principle? You know, when you have to do something, like do your taxes, it's not a fun thing to do. That's what I spent my weekend doing, was doing my taxes. And I did not go into my weekend saying, "I cannot wait to do my taxes." All right? But you know what? God wants us to give to Him because we want to. That just moves in our heart. I want to help. I want to be able to assist. I want to be able to give. That's the principle. And we see that principle at work throughout the generations of mankind when God's people were moved to help. They did so according to their ability. And so I want to encourage you, as you think of the Lord's work, no matter where it's at, whether it's missions, whether it's this church, or whether it's some other work that God would have you to give to, do so according to ability, but do so because you want to. That's where the blessing lies. The Lord loveth a cheerful giver. That's someone who gives without being conscripted. And so we want to be able to give that way unto our Lord because He alone is worthy. Amen? And His work should be funded by His people from a heart that is desirous and wants to do that. So may God bless us in this service today.